Morning, September 24th. This is the Indian River County School District Board's discussion on the superintendent's evaluation tools. And this is being voice recorded, so let me, for the record, state that Mr. McCain, Board Member McCain, Jimenez, and myself, Chairman Johnson, as well as the superintendent and our board attorney, are here. We do expect Ms. Disney to be arriving shortly, and it will be so noted upon her arrival, I'm sure, in a minute. We need to go ahead and get started. I hate to start without Ms. Disney, since she and Ms. Jimenez have been rather pivotal in this, but Ms. Jimenez.
Okay, well, I guess today we're still working on the tool, and we want to figure out how we would like to move forward with the tool. So far, what we have are superintendent goals. We have 5 superintendent goals, and beneath them we have different strategies in terms of how to get there and the outcomes that will be used as artifacts to evaluate those goals. So this would be an opportunity to revisit these goals and determine what the next step is in revising the superintendent's tool. So,
okay.
Anybody have any input?
I did not. What I had to say, I already discussed. So, Mr. McCain?
No, I did not bring anything. No,
I didn't either.
Yeah,
I thought we were looking at the tool.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay, and so the tool is what?
Well, I thought you all were bringing us samples of what evaluations could look at. I thought that's what you two were collaborating on and working on.
So we actually have a tool in place that
right.
We have.
Yes, we do.
Correct. And so I guess my understanding was there going to be discussion on changing that, and
right.
So what will it be?
Right.
All right. Well, I think before we even move forward with that discussion, I did sit down, and you know, after we have our meetings and we have our discussions, you always need time to sit down and revisit what you've been talking about, because it's a lot of information. So I kind of sat down and looked at the different goals that we've set, and when it comes to the academic goals, in terms of establishing an environment of high expectations, and I looked at what our targets were, there were 2 areas that I had a question about, and I didn't know where these 2 questions would fall under the goals, and I thought, Dr. Adams, since you know these are the superintendent goals, you might provide some insight in terms of where they go. And one of them is, in terms of how we've been working as a school district, you've done a lot of filling positions where we had vacancies in terms of human resources, in terms of risk management, but our weakest link has always been, or has been in the last few years, coordination between curriculum and instruction. And if we don't have a well-coordinated piece where it comes to curriculum and instruction, which now has, obviously, you know, different leadership, it's very hard for these expectations, this environment of high expectations to be had. So where does that fall? Because I know that that's an area that needs to be improved. And where does that fall so that there could be accountability around improving that area? Because I'm feeling that if things aren't stated here, you can't bring it up later, because then it's like, well, it wasn't there. And I'm just trying to make sure that we don't, that there's an understanding of what we're evaluating.
For example, I mean, what are you looking for example?
It seems like we've had issues with professional development. We've had issues with communication in that area in terms of people doing what they need to be doing and doing it effectively and you holding them accountable. And I don't know where we're going to be able to, you know, say, look, we're making that improvement. Like, we're seeing it in other departments. Like, in technology, with Mr. Green, there's been a reorganization. You know, we have an item on the agenda, and it's tangible. These are changes that we're making in order to improve that aspect of the organization. So are we doing anything similar?
Well, I would say that the most significant thing that we're doing this year is the earful, the instructional, the leadership with teachers. 80% of the audience will be teachers, and the rest of it will be leaders. Mm-hmm. But the whole purpose of that is transforming schools. You know, the idea was to how do we turn around the trend that we've been having in terms of student achievement. And that's one of the reasons that we brought Mr. Weinberg here, is because he's had that very experience. And tomorrow begins the first cohort of training that goes throughout the year. And so I think that is a huge piece in looking on how we're going to transform what happens within our schools.
So my comment would be that you're looking for the how, and our goal is the what. We don't say how, we say what. So if you're looking for the specifics similar to what Mr. Green is presenting, I don't think that's, I mean, it's a pleasure of the majority of the board, but I don't think it's my responsibility to tell the superintendent. I mean, she's hired someone, which I would think would be an indication of moving forward, and I appreciate you talking about that, but I hope that's not exclusive to the entire year. So, again, that's the how, and that is not, I cannot be both. I cannot say what I want and then say, this is exactly how you're going to do this, or these are the things that need to be done. Well, I thought you were asking for the specifics.
I am not saying that. I am saying, how are we going to improve the Department of Curriculum Instruction? That's my question. Because that has been a weak department.
Okay, and my comment is, I don't tell her how. I tell her she needs to improve it.
Right, I'm not telling her how. I'm just saying we haven't posed the question here as a goal. So when I evaluate the superintendent, one of the things that I'm going to look at is how curriculum and instruction have improved, but we don't have it set anywhere here in a goal, so I just okay. want to have clarity.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood your questions of her when you were asking her how.
Here's what I would say on the what. The what is the student learning. The how is how curriculum and instruction and the rest of this divisions work together to accomplish that. The what is how do we improve school culture and climate. The how is what we do in these different divisions to accomplish that. And I think what you're speaking to is student achievement and culture and climate, and your expectation for me is how am I going to do that, okay? And so the strategies are the pieces, but what you as a board, my understanding would be, is you're looking for improved student learning as the overall goal. You're looking for improved school culture and climate. So I think you're talking about curriculum instruction, but I think those are two very big areas in which that falls under.
I guess I understand what you're saying, but I still think that that's something that we need to look at.
So you would like to see that as a goal unto itself?
I'm just trying to understand with this tool that we're redesigning. My concern with this is that we're being so specific that there are areas like the problems in curriculum and instruction that if they're not mentioned when I evaluate the superintendent, and if we're still having problems with professional development, and if there are still issues with lack of communication and cohesiveness within that program, where do we hold? Where is there going to be accountability? All people are going to say, "Well, that wasn't in your goals. You know, that was not one of the things that we asked the superintendent to look at." Now, of course, I'm the only person bringing it up. Obviously, Matt and yourself don't see it as a problem, but it has been a problem.
I didn't say I didn't see it as a problem, Ms. Jimenez.
And
what I said
how
we do not tell the superintendent how.
I'm not telling her how. I'm just asking the question.
Before I go to it is, I think this thing, you ought to be way up here. You know, not, I don't care how. I really don't. If we say improve student learning, but hypothetical. Next year, 2014-15, whatever, scores go through the roof. Across all spectrum, every student here improves their learning exponentially. Curriculum, parent decides we don't even need that. Acts as the whole thing. You see what I'm saying? I don't care what you do. It's a stupid hypothetical, but I'm just saying, I don't care. I don't care about
you know, if somebody's not happy about, oh, I won't get happy, but, you know, it just getting in the weeds. I just, you know, these are your goals. Do that. The how is, it's kind of like Bill Parcells used to say, the old Giants coach. Don't tell me about the labor pains, just show me the baby.
And you're looking for results.
Exactly.
Sure.
And I think that's, you know, when you evaluate, you know, you're evaluating on results.
And I believe Dr. Adams is smart enough to have heard this loud and clear as a concern of the board. But I do think that her first step was in hiring Mr. Reinberg. And any good CEO hires people for their talent, and then they bring certain things to the board. She doesn't tell them what those things are. She may nick some of their things. They may nick some of those things, but you hire talented people, and I think.
Nicole, I'm not saying that I don't hear the same concerns you do.
Right.
And it's, that it has been a concern. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that concern for 30 years. I mean, I have. I'm sorry. You know, it's something that you should constantly strive for, is to have good quality staff development. But I have heard, you know, it is a very difficult thing to make all, you know, groups. But I'd say, if of anything, that we have certain needs at certain times, and we were very deliberate in bringing people in that we thought were going to meet the needs for the times that we have right now. That was a goal that I've set for the district. And I feel that this year is going to bring some results in those areas.
And I appreciate that you said you expect to be held accountable.
Sure.
When it comes to both curriculum and,
absolutely,
and the full-time consultant.
And I have confidence. I think that there are some very good things going on.
Okay, so the understanding here is that student results will reflect improvement in curriculum instruction, mm-hmm. So there's no need to follow up on it. Okay, in terms of school culture, mm-hmm. You know, looking back at what we said, all we're talking about is really doing surveys, looking at physical security, which is what we're spending our capital on, you know, for our capital plan the first year, and then through IRFL, working on school leadership, capacity, and facilitation skills. Mm-hmm. I don't see any part of what we're doing any surveys, getting input from students, and also from the support staff, your secretaries, and all the other staff that are part of that mm-hmm. environment. And I think, you know, when I look at school culture and climate, you want a safe learning environment for students. And that is a big problem in a lot of schools, not just in our district. Mm-hmm. And I think that just saying we're going to do a whole bunch of surveys doesn't cut it for me. I don't feel like we're really doing anything definitive to change the climate, to address bullying, to address harassment. I don't see it here. I don't think surveys are going to, you know, there's no plan.
Okay, there is a plan.
Okay.
And I know you're not agreeing, you know, but I'm hoping that you are going to be the person that's going to be, because you had indicated an interest mm-hmm. in that. But what we want is this to improve. Mm-hmm. Okay. So how are we going to show that it improves? So that, again, that's the how. How, what evidence mm-hmm. will I have at the end of the year to show that this actually has mm-hmm. changed? And that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want improvement.
Right.
Okay. And then you're going to hold me accountable to mm-hmm. showing evidence that that has improved.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And surveys may be one of those ways.
Mm-hmm. But do we have a plan? Is there anything that we're going to do differently other than surveys?
We're going to be training 150 people throughout the year
mm-hmm.
on leadership capacity.
Mm-hmm. And you think that's going to deal
yes.
with a lot of those issues?
I do.
With kids
yes,
not
I
wanting
do.
To be in school,
yes, I do.
They bullying each other.
It all falls kind of underneath that. It is interrelated. But there are other activities that are going on, but to try and list all the activities that mm-hmm. are going on, I think what, again, is at the end mm-hmm. is what. Give me some specifics on mm-hmm.
some things that happened with regard to maybe bullying, mm-hmm. with regard to how did this actually change? How are you measuring that?
Right, and I had asked about that, and I was told, no. So no. I'm trying to understand
what we
said
is
that
we wanted to be sure that as we surveyed that some of these things were included. Mm-hmm. Those were the notes I took. Right?
I guess I get stuck on what are we doing to change the climate? Because while we're training people, while we're doing surveys, kids are still struggling. Adults are still struggling with these situations. So we just have to wait a year to see what our surveys say, what our training does.
There are no magic wands to change something right now. You have to have a process in place, and you have to have some training that are going to help people feel that they have power over what they're doing, that they have their own self-efficacy, not just students, but it will translate to students. So we're doing something different this year that we've never, ever done, ever. So I think that will translate into different actions at the school sites. This comes out of the transforming schools.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your goal is. That's what my goal is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then we have these goals, and these goals will be incorporated into the tool. And then what about other things like leadership, effective board relations, you know, all those other...
Okay, and my apologies. I really thought that this is what you and Ms. Disney have been confabbing about for so long and exchanging mm-hmm. information and from other counties. And I really,
well,
I was expecting right. today you were going to be bringing back some samples and we were going to be looking at those.
I'll be honest with you, Ms. Johnson. I put together a binder and I didn't even bother to bring it because last time I made a chart and I explained things and it was totally disregarded. So I'm like, okay, the work that I put together hasn't been appreciated. So I'm like, okay, you guys decide how you're going to do your tool.
Okay, so I
brought in all those binders. I had a binder with all the research. And every time I would bring something up, it just seemed so irrelevant. So I don't know what the expectation is. I haven't talked to Ms. Disney about this. You know,
my
understanding this was our common tool. I put a lot of time into compiling everything, and there didn't really seem to be any interest. I sent you guys documents. When we talked about it, nobody had looked at the documents. So I can provide information, but if there's no feedback, if no one else is buying into it, I can't do this by myself. So I just kind of figured we were doing this together.
Well, we are. We will do it together. We absolutely will. And there is nothing worse than to spend a lot of time on something and not be appreciated for it. So I do apologize for that. But I apologize for my assumption as to what today was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Ms. Disney isn't here, I will tell you, I did ask Ms. DeAgrest. I assume there was no answer.
Not yet. Okay. Someone is going to continue to.
Okay. This is not like her. I mean, she.
Yeah.
Something must have happened.
So we do have a tool in place.
Yes, we do.
And so I think that I would hope the board would look at that as well and say, here's the good of it, and here's what we'd like to change.
Well,
we haven't really had any of that discussion.
You know, that's actually what I did. I sat down and I went through the tool and I identified from this tool what
mm-hmm.
are all the areas that we covered and what are all the gaps. And
mm-hmm.
I came prepared to discuss it, and I had assumed that the other board members would do the same because this is our joint tool.
Okay, and you're talking about discussing it today?
Well, yes,
well,
that's
and
what
I,
we're
and I
to do.
Again, this was me. I thought you all were working on it.
Me too.
New,
I thought we were going
to... A new evaluation.
Yeah, I was asking where the handout was when I came in.
I thought you all were... And I, that, again,
that was my understanding.
You know, we sit in the same room and we hear the same thing. So, and I do apologize. I really do. But that's what I thought we were going to be discussing today was some samples and some other things. And most definitely, as you said, incorporating what we are looking at as goals rather than just having this tool that has remained constant and not incorporating in some way the accountability for some of the goals that we are setting. But I think that the fact that we do have a tool in place that is it is not as cumbersome. What we went from something that was a huge, huge document and extremely specific, and believe it or not, it actually limited more so than what we have now.
This was a change to
this
what
was
had,
oh
right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
So you did spend some time doing the
oh, yes.
But now it's looking at it anew.
And well, if anybody I made that chart for everybody, and I took all those tools and I compared them. All the tools were compared. It was very self-explanatory, and nobody even bothered to look at it. And so we are wasting our time, and we have an evaluation. What I'm assuming is that we're not going to have time to do this, and we're just going to have to continue with this tool and add on those 5 goals. I mean, I don't know, when are we going to have time to do this? In October, the 14th, people, you know, that week, people aren't going to be here. We have other workshops. Why don't we look at our calendars? When can we actually do this work? I'm concerned now, because I thought today we would have time to, you know, to hash it out, and obviously that is not the case. So is it realistic to think that we're going to have a tool ready to use in a timely manner to evaluate the superintendent this year?
Well, why don't we talk about the tool we've been using? I think maybe, is that a good place to start? We can talk about what we have been using, and if there's anything that board members or the superintendent feel we are lacking in that particular, with that particular tool, or does it need to be expanded in some way? Again, I'm winging this, guys, so I
think we need to have the tool in front of us.
I think so, too. And Ms. Jimenez has hers, and what I have is the one prior to the one we're using right now. That's
well, you know,
I have.
Karen's done so much work.
Well, so is Ms. Jimenez.
I know, but it just seems a shame to do anything without Karen here.
Yeah. And it might be good if the two of you had a chance to collaborate again and bring some samples. You know, you've taken it and you've made a chart and agree on a couple of samples to bring forward to.
And that really is what I thought we were doing today. Again, it scares me that I had the same impression as Mr. McCain did, but
it's
still
good, doesn't it?
No.
It's
frightening. So what's the pleasure of the board? Do you want to reschedule when we have all 4 of us here? And Ms. Stang will check with Ms. Disney to see if indeed we do have some samples. I would like to respectfully request Ms. Jimenez that you resend me the information that you sent previously. If you would, it's so kind.
I will have Judy copy it and place it in all the boxes.
Thank you. Ms. Dr. Adams, you have a calendar in front of you?
I do. I guess it's a matter of how soon do we think we can do it. We have, of course, our
dates that I'm out.
Tuesday, October 1st. That's next week, right?
Not here.
Okay.
The board calendar says I'm gone from the day after our board meeting until
on the 8th we have a workshop and a round table.
What else do we have that day?
On the 15th now, I have Wilson Learning coming in.
15th
we have
no
board
goes.
Members missing.
Yeah, there's a lot of people gone that week.
Okay.
Now the 22nd we have no meeting. There's a board meeting on the evening of the 22nd, but there are no workshop scheduled then.
Okay.
So that's October 22nd, 9 a.m.
9, or is 1 the preference, since we have nothing on?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
1. Okay.
Well, 22nd, that means the next time to 29th. It flickered on me, like maybe we'll have Halloween on the Tuesday and come in costume.
That would be awesome.
Seriously, it would be awesome.
Not this year.
I know.
22nd at 1
and it would be, it'd be several years before that comes back on the Tuesday. That would be so awesome. You know, in 1 year, it's a Kentucky Fried Chicken table.
Great.
So, all right with everyone. And that will give us some time.
Yeah.
spend some time.
Saying
it? Yeah.
And my hope would be that this is a tool that will last. You know what I mean? Because you looked at this one 2 years ago, and now you're looking at it again. But I think the time can be well spent on looking at something that you feel is...
Problem is until you get a couple new board members who want to do it all.
Yeah, well, that's the truth, too. That's true.
Every few years.
That is true.
It is true. Every time we have a new board member, we redo everything, and then we have all those monumentous numbers of workshops so that they get up to speed.
Is there something that could be added to that might fill some gaps?
Rather than just adding goals. My thought is with the evaluation, if it is a tool that you're not going to be laboring over every year, that it needs to be inclusive enough to have all of our goals somewhere in there as far as the accountability.
So maybe all of our goals could be to look at this and decide the gaps.
Close your mouth, flies don't get in.
Oh my gosh, she said she cleared today with me because her mother-in-law is in surgery. And you know what? That now rings a bell.
You're getting Alzheimer's, aren't you?
No, she was trying to decide.
We changed the two workshops. So she could be here in the afternoon.
Because I had a workshop today. I had a meeting today at 9 o'clock for something else. Cancel it at the last minute. I noticed that we had changed all our workshops, so I think we're...
Well, it was at her request, and I do apologize, but at least we're worried about her, so she knows that. We will redo the 22nd. You had a school board workshop?
No, I had another commitment, and I remember when I made the commitment, I looked at my calendar, and I said, I have nothing.
Well, we're going to have to give him Mr. McCain's rule. He has to leave Tuesday, so that's our last word.
No, but when we say we're not doing something, or somebody's going to be away, you can't just at the last minute change it.
Well, I do remember this, and it was at our last meeting that Ms. Disney did bring that up, that she would appreciate it if that could be changed. So, apologize for that too. So this morning has been a good one. You only get 3 out of me, Mr. McCain. So we will go with 1 o'clock on the 22nd. Is that all right?
Okay.
All right. And I would suggest that Ms. Fang, you send out a notice to all board members that the expectation is that on the 22nd we will be bringing back either changes to the current evaluation, suggestions for additions to the current evaluation, or a new evaluation from every board member. And if board members need copies of things, they can get them from you. All right?
Homework. Okay. And then I will give this thing the folder that I have, and she can make those.
And thank you.
Excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll write that down.
All right.
That's good.
Meeting adjourned. Do you have something after this?
No.
Hello. I'm going to be in the office for an hour or so. Mm-hmm. If you will stop my mail, I would appreciate it. Stay in the next 10 minutes.
Sure.
Unless you have something, that's what you have to be.
I'm going to treat this as though it's transitory. We have the answer to your question. So I'm going to.
Do you want this?
Stuck to your finger. Sticky works.
Yeah, I said I'd run my sweater.
I know.